This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of these.
What amendment is it? I get them all mixed up now. That you have to be a U.S. citizen to be president. And I've always been for that because I don't like Schwarzenegger. But Melania Trump, she'd make a great first lady. You were telling a story, Ross, get into that about, because you've been in Hollywood, big TV shows, movies, you've seen it all. But, I mean, you said she's got a presence. I've met her once, too, and I had the same experience. Because, I mean, super hot, attractive women don't shake me up.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a sexual thing. I was like, it was like electricity's coming off that lady.
Yeah, there's been three instances in Hollywood where I've been stopped in my tracks where I was like, oh, dear God. Where I clutched my pearls, where she's like, oh, my gosh. One of them was Heather Locklear back in 2000. I remember the days. Like the year and the date, that's how intense it was for me. Heather Locklear, Melania Trump in 2016, right before the election, I get to meet the Trump family. And my God, stunner, an absolute stunner. And the other one was Gwen Stefani. Gwen Stefani stops an entire room where you're just like, it's almost as if a ghost is floating by and you don't believe they're real people. But Melania's total package. Didn't hear her talk that much. So I don't know. But as far as...
And you were saying, like, the Secret Service where it was like, hey, don't look her in the eyes or...
Yes. The specific instructions were this. Don't look her in the eyes. I said, look, is that part of the writer? Are we not allowed to do that? Does she not prefer it? And they were like, no. She's so hot, it'll physically melt your eyes out of your skull. And I was like, dude, I've met everybody. Come on. It's me. I've met everybody. And... sure enough, when I saw her, I was like, oh my God. And I was with my wife. And even my wife was like, dude, I get it. You know, it was one of those moments where she was like, look, I don't blame you if you're willing to risk it all right now. You know, kids, family, I get it. For her, I get it. you stunned a little bit too. You can't give your
truth. Yeah, but the pictures don't pick it up.
No, they don't. They don't.
And because it was kind of like Darth Vader-esque, but in a woman, you're like, it was kind of like scared of her. You know?
I know. And it's because she doesn't talk that you don't know, where you're like, oh, am I doing something wrong? Is it me? Like, you don't know what's wrong in it, you know. She's got that type of power. It just stops you. When you think about it later, when you go home and think about it, you're like, man, did I do something wrong? Just something in the eyes. Something in the eyes.
Well, those two are definitely in love, too. You're always hearing, oh, she doesn't like him. They're going to break up. I mean, when they're at Mar-a-Lago at their own table, they have like three-hour dinners.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all BS. Trump's had a lot of women, and he likes Melania. You know, that's definitely...
100%. And we've had friends have dinner with just the two of them at the White House. We won't say who they are because of, obviously, sensitive operations and things like that. But same thing. They were like, dude, the dinners go on for like 3 or 4 hours. And it's just, it's laughter and stories and just hanging out. And he's not afraid to rap about life. Well, he'll get real with you and tell you the real stories where you're like, oh, man, is that really happening? Like, yeah, this does and this does and this does.
Well, that's right. The real Trump's even smarter than what you see because he dumbs it down.
Yeah. But I think you have to for today's culture, right?
Well, now, that's the name of our new podcast is Melania is Hot. Melania
the Smoke Show featuring Melania.
Just have her picture on the logo. It'll be
fun. When we come back, this is a short segment. Get into the big, serious news of the good thing Trump's doing. Yeah, in fact, spend a minute or two on that right now, why this is so good, what the law is.
So the Fairies Doctrine, like I said before, prevents this from happening. Now, because, I mean, look, a lot of people in the world...
You know what? Let's just go to break.
All right.
Talk about how hot Melania is for a minute.
Oh, man. You know, it's like she's got a glow coming off of her. I don't know what it is.
Talk about her eyes.
Yes. They're very blue.
I mean, it wasn't a... And like when she was in, you know, when the New York Post published those nudes, that was art. That wasn't pornography.
I don't understand why just posting pictures of people... Like, if you're that unsettled in your life... That seeing a photograph of another human being can ruin your day like that, you may need to see some psychological help.
Unless it was Nadler.
Oh, yeah. Unless
hearing his voice is just like, come on, man. I can't do it with him.
The only thing I'll give him was seeing those clips from 20 years ago, right? From the impeachment talks. From
Clinton, it should not be partisan.
Exactly. He's at least, like, his balls have dropped a little bit.
A little
so
bit,
he's
yeah.
at least he's at least sacked up in that department. But he lost some weight.
But he was
that's
right.
About it.
He was right back then.
Yeah.
An impeachment this late into an election cycle is.
By the way, speaking of hot, Nadler 30 years ago is. I'm not into guys, but he's gorgeous. No, seriously. I'm gay for Nadler. I'm gonna be honest. I mean, there's not a hotter man on earth. I mean. He is a sexy beast.
That he was not true. We've lost a lot of boners in the U.S. because of that guy.
We'll be right back.
A lot.
All right, I'm going to stop it right now. We're really out of control. Back in 60 seconds.
InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it. Word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Next segment, I'm going to get into your calls with our two guests, DrinkingBros.com, Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, are in studio with us. Their co-host has the number one New York Times bestselling book for, I guess, 9 weeks straight until just recently, and they're here with us. Let's start over getting serious, because we just spent a lot of time talking about Melania Trump and God's greatest, some of his greatest creations that are out there floating around. But seriously, let's get into lawmakers agree on bill to allow military personnel to sue. And I don't like litigious people. I don't like lawsuits, except when it's for medical type issues. And it's very clear when they cut the wrong leg off or whatever. Don't remove a bullet they know is there. And they treat our military really bad. It's come out. They get them the worst doctors, people that aren't even accredited correctly. A lot of folks that come from third world areas that don't have good medical degrees. And they just don't give the medical treatment that they know they need to, quote, save money. Trump said he would fight back against that he would fix the VA, that he would get them private access to private doctors to kill the backlogs. He's delivered to a great extent. But you're a veteran. Mm-hmm. I'd like you to respond to this and this bill that Trump is set to sign very, very soon, how big this is. Because, listen, in 1984, they passed a law that Congress gave immunity to the vaccine makers. But there are only just a few vaccines they're trying to make mandatory. Now it's over 100. Did you know they have vaccine liability protection where they can't get in trouble? Well, that's why it's so deadly and so horrible. Well, don't veterans have a right to sue? So break this down. It's a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. So, essentially now, well, not now, but soon.
At 4 o'clock today.
Very soon. So the House already passed it. Mm-hmm. Senate's going to pass it today. They're signing it into law today, or they're going to sign it today, and then it goes to the president's desk. It allows active service members and former service members to file lawsuits against the Department of Defense for medical malpractice, and it's called the Richard Stasekall Government Accountability Act.
And that just means that our volunteer military is not going to be as second class as they've been.
Well, a slightly less second class.
Yes.
Come on.
So speak to what the VA's done to the troops, and give us your honest report card. Is Trump trying to fix it?
It seems like it's getting better, but it's a matter of will. It's not just about money. So Obama tried with money a little bit. I think he ignored it for the most part. And look, he didn't do anything until that story from Phoenix came out where people were dying waiting in line. And that's the way it is in the government, often. Nothing happens until somebody starts raising hell about it.
Sure, and I'm not trying to kiss Trump's butt, but seriously, it does seem like he's really busting his ass on that front.
Well, that's what I mean. It's not a matter of time or money. It's a matter of will. It's like war. Will wins wars. It's not about money and technology and all that shit. That's not what it's about. It's about war. It's about the will to win, ultimately. And this is another fight like that. It's about the will to win. Ultimately, you have to be ready to go to the mat for people. And look, I'm a veteran, so I've obviously got a stake in this whole thing. But we've done quite a bit for this country over the years. And we're not the type to fight on our own behalf. Usually we're just...
Well, why would you treat your warriors the worst? In most successful cultures, you treat them the best.
You would think that would be the case. You would promote them in business. You would promote them in politics because they've been through a lot of stuff that's going to make them better leaders than the
average. But the establishment doesn't want that. They want soy boys who've literally had their testicles chopped off at age 5.
Well, they want somebody they can control, ultimately. And people think that because the military is so ordered, you can control people like that. And then you get people like, me, for example, and Jared Taylor, our co-host, and Matt Best and Evan Hafer, who don't give two shits about what other people think. We're going to do what's best for our tribe, for our community, no matter what the circumstances and no matter what the ramifications of that is.
Well, I'm just glad that we're seeing some movement on this. And yet people are saying, what, you want more lawsuits? All I'm saying is I want U.S. citizens to have the same rights that illegal aliens have in this country to file malpractice lawsuits. Previously, illegal aliens can file lawsuits. They can do all this, but our veterans can't.
Right, yeah. And it's, I mean, how crazy is that? It's nothing new, though. I mean, look, like I said, we're not very good self-advocates. Veterans have problems. You know what? I'm just going to suck it up and get this done, or I'm going to suck it up and deal with it. That's our attitude most of the time. So it takes people like Natalie Kwom, his attorney, and tragic circumstances like he's in, like Richard Sayskull is in right now, to be an impetus to get some movement on these issues.
Well,
unfortunately,
the silver lining to this, too, is that, again, the vaccine makers have liability protection. No one even knows that. The inserts admit they can kill you, all sorts of bad reactions. More and more of these are experimental. They're pushing on the public. You can't sue them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's BS.
Yeah. Beyond even that, is the FDA, is there a more useless organization than the FDA in this country? Honestly. How could anything be more useless than that?
They spend all their time trying to stop vitamins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's crazy. And look, it continues to happen unless you do something about it. And on Drinking Bros podcast, when his lawyer called, she said, look, I'm just trying to get the story out there because nobody wants to cover this.
I was about to say, it's not about getting credit, but it is where it's due. So folks know we're having some wins, how important independent media is. It's even in the news that you guys helped get the ball rolling. Your audience did.
Yes. And so we put Lindsey Graham on blast.
Yeah, we burned him down for a good month. So they had been working on this.
That's right. You ran into a break and never got to the fact. We're not just talking trash about Graham. He had to be basically run over to do this.
Yeah. He had to sign off on it.
Like, he's a 35-year veteran of the Air Force JAG Corps, like the Judge Advocate General. And he's an attorney in the Air Force, right?
So he knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing. So he was asked, a number of times, like, hey, can you at least talk to Richard? He said, yeah, but I'm not going to change my mind. This bill exists for, or this doctrine exists for a reason. Well, hearing, and this is the power of you as an individual, and it's the power of independent media and the power of government.
Tell them right there in camera four. Tell them their power.
Yeah, the power is in your hands. These politicians work for you. You don't work for them. And if they're not doing what you want, go after them with everything you got. Rally your friends around you. Get with like-minded people who agree with you. Because at the end of the day, that's the only power you're ever going to have, is as groups, not as individuals. That's not what this country's about. This country's about groups of people coming together under one flag and saying, you know what, you're not going to stop us. That's how we started this country.
That's right. That's what a country is. They're saying we can't have a country. Now the UN and China is going to tell us we can't exist. Our country made laws that were the best in the world, so people wanted to live under those because the system, the social construct and social contract we organized was the model of the world, and now the globalists want to trash it because it stands in the way of them dominating us.
Yeah. Yeah. They, like you said, they want soy boys. They want people who are easy to control. That's why all these institutions exist. That's why welfare exists. And the way it does. Like, look, some welfare is going to be necessary in every...
Sure, but they want you domesticated.
Yeah, yes. They want you to be dependent on them. And anybody that wants you to be dependent on them, whether it's in a relationship or government or any of that other stuff, be wary of that organization.
That's a slave master.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And it's the new form, and it keeps happening over and over and over again in today's society. I mean, we ran into it with the new Hanover County School Board. We're actually running for school board in our district in Wilmington, North Carolina. They were redistricting the schools. We found out one of the board members on there, a guy named Bill Reibenbach, had pushed his neighborhood in and pushed some other neighborhoods out. And we decided to do something about it. We're actually running for school board in 2020 in New Hanover County in Wilmington, North Carolina. And that's the thing, is you can scream or you can protest. Like today, everybody's protesting in every city over the impeachment. That's going on in the Capitol steps of Austin right now.
We're bullhorning them right now.
Oh, yeah. So we
ought to get Owen and them to pop in later. Oh, they're down there bullhorning them.
Yeah. We drove by that, and it's like, you have time to do that, to do something meaningless by standing on the street with a sign or some form of knit hat. But you don't have time to actually go out and make a difference or a change in the world by running for office.
But you just said it. The key is running for local office and taking over. And even if you don't win, you educate people in the political process.
100%. And the thing that struck me the most with the New Hanover County School Board thing was, as soon as we signed up, they asked, are you Republican or Democrat? Now, this is children.
Yeah, what does the school board have to do with being partisan? Like, why would that even be an issue? That's like being a Republican mechanic or a Democratic scientist.
Or a Republican or Democrat surgeon.
Yeah, exactly. You're making decisions that benefit the welfare of children. This is not partisan politics.
And on a school board, it's grades K through 12. By the time these kids are even old enough to graduate, they can barely vote.
But the truth is they've politicized it. The Democrats are encroaching. Planned Parenthood's moving offices in all over the country into elementary schools to brainwash kids and teach them transgenderism. So they don't want to just murder you in the womb. If they can't get you there, they're going to literally try to convince your child that they want a sex change, so the state swoops in and takes legal control of your child. That is a criminal mafia that doesn't want to steal your money. They literally want to maim your children.
Yeah, it's been like that with the government for a while. I feel like it's become more and more encroaching on our personal lives. And I like what you said earlier, though, about police. Police are starting to wake up. Like a lot of people, sometimes it's ignorance. Like you don't realize that you're enforcing stuff that has a second, third order effects in society. And then you realize it and you wake up.
Exactly. The police were going to be the globalist biggest tool. Now they've totally flipped against them.
Yep, absolutely.
And they're going, whoa, that's why we're winning. Let's talk about impeachment and what tricks you think they might pull and take phone calls on the other side. The website's drinkingbros.com. Ross Patterson and Dan Holloway in studio. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Only get out when you spread those links.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Six, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Drinking Bros is the name of the show. I've watched it. It's very popular. Millions of viewers and listeners every week. Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway are in studio with us, drinkingbros.com. I want to go to your phone calls because we're talking about the big subject, and I wanted to ask both these guys about it as well. Mm-hmm. So we're going to you here in just a few minutes. This impeachment, I think, is really blown up in the Democrats' face, but they're still going to go ahead with it. They've got the votes. I think they're going to pass it out of committee today and go ahead and have the vote sometime this week. They've said they are. Maybe they'll pull back, but I haven't seen them ever retreat when they should. And I think once it gets to the Senate, it's going to really show what frauds they are. Why do you think they've done this? What do you think comes out of it? Do you think it's backfired on them?
Well, I think they've done it because they don't have a candidate that can win, honestly. That's what I think. But here's why it's going to backfire. So they're putting all of their down ballot people, Congress people, and et cetera, in positions where they have to either go with the impeachment, which people do not like. Like, it's on, like, almost every major...
That's why they've got the Democrat congressman leaving and joining
their
party.
Almost every major poll now shows that people in general in America are against the idea of impeachment, particularly in the middle, the later stages of a political campaign for an election. So people are against that. So now you're going to force people that are in the middle, all these people that are the coveted voters, you're going to force them to decide between a candidate who either bailed out or and they lose their base on the Democratic side, or they stay with it and they lose the middle. They're going to lose down ballot elections, and we're going to flip the Senate.
So why are they doing it? I totally agree. Why are they doing it?
I have no idea, because they're idiots.
Yeah, and I go back to a meeting that Pelosi had, because Pelosi, if you remember, was against it the entire time. And there was one meeting where she finally went behind closed doors with Democrats, and then they came out of that and said, all right, we've got to impeach.
It was like 3 months ago.
Correct. And I think it was after the second debate, Democratic debate, if I'm...
She's like, we've got to have a distraction from how bad our field is.
Correct. And I think after that debate, she threw up her hands and said, all right, great. We're stuck with the same candidates from 2016. What is this? Biden's third time running. He's out on the campaign trail talking about, you know, the hairs on his legs from when he was a boy.
And chewing people's fingers off and stuff. I mean, it's getting wild out there.
It's wild. Getting wild. The dentures are coming out. And I think they looked at the polls and they said, all right, guys, we've got to go all in on this impeachment.
So it's a Hail Mary.
Correct.
Yeah.
And we're going to lose 2020 anyways. If we don't do this, we've got to go all in on this impeachment.
Here's the thing, because there is nothing.
So it's a desperation Hail Mary.
It is. Correct. That's the problem. They're throwing a Hail Mary, but they don't need to yet. Like, they can lose the presidency for another year and gain seats in the House and Senate, but they're not going to do it now. And they're too far into the process. Like you said, there's no retreat at this point. I don't think they don't have a path for retreat. They're surrounded completely at this point. Like, if they retreat now, they're going to leave. They're going to vote third
party. So then I totally agree with both of your analysis. What happens next then?
Well, we've seen what's happening in England. Boris Johnson, they crapped on this guy for years. Right?
They only built him up.
They gave him everything they could with both barrels, but it was It was nonsense. It was superfluous to the conversation.
Yes.
It was unnecessary. And now he's emboldened more than he was when he first got elected.
And again, they're parliamentary, so to get 50+% of the vote is unheard of.
It's crazy.
They had a mega landslide.
Yeah. The Labor Party is they have a lot to recover from over there at this point.
Yeah. So they have any aces up their sleeve, anything that the deep state, the dark side of the deep state hasn't done that they're going to pull?
None. And I'll tell you why. I think this is going to vote in the House tomorrow, I believe, on Wednesday. They'll have the votes, clearly. And then, you know, McConnell doesn't want any witnesses whatsoever testifying, and he shouldn't, because they have nothing. The less you give them that they can dig on and say, oh, see what you said there.
Oh, yeah, none of the witnesses have any eyewitness. It's all hearsay. It's not admissible.
Who is it? I can't remember the congressman's name, Matt Gaetz or something like that.
Gaetz.
He was like, does anybody have any firsthand knowledge of any of this? All right, noted.
Yeah. It's like saying, does anybody have firsthand knowledge of a crime? Yeah, There's no crime.
It was great television.
But then it'll go to Senate probably the third week of January. Senate's obviously going to vote against it. There'll be an immediate acquittal. And then what? Then you're in February. You've got caucuses starting in Iowa. And then New Hampshire and all that
stuff.
It's
going to set the tone for everything. There's no way people forget about this.
100%. And every single question on the campaign trail for those guys, for the Democratic Party, is why did you impeach? And why didn't you get it done?
So why do they want open borders? Why do they want to give illegals driver's license? Why do they want to teach 5-year-old boys they're really girls? Who's directing the Democrats to do all of this destructive stuff? The Chi-Coms, the globalists. They don't want our country existing. So we sit back and go, this doesn't make sense for the Democrats because they're on a kamikaze mission because they're not really in charge of this attack.
Well, we talked about this last time we were in the show. We think that China and Russia have a combined information operation campaign against the United States to weaken masculinity in this country, to turn men into soy boys, and our culture into weakness. Like, we're offended by everything.
I know China is funding Hollywood and Netflix. That is their main shows they fund.
Yeah.
They're pushing that.
China owns four of the eight studios.
So, look, the influence is coming in from everywhere at this point. The problem is you're not going to be able to run away from this on the campus.
Well, China executes you if you try to teach boys to chop their balls off.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they don't want to be weak, but then they fund Hollywood to do it.
Yeah. I mean, look, and if you have enough money, you can buy them on the black market.
Yeah.
That's what Dan wants for Christmas.
Yeah, I do.
Just one set of nuts from someone, you know?
Just an extra set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hang in my rearview mirror in the car. Just to remind me not to let that happen in this country.
His air freshener's gone bad.
It has, yeah.
So he wants a new one.
All right. We're going to go to calls when we come back. This is a shorter segment. What else is on your radar screen? I mean, there's a lot going on, a lot happening.
Drudge Report. Can we please talk about Drudge Report?
Yeah, go ahead.
I've always been a huge fan of Drudge Report. I do not know what has happened that it is suddenly switched where it has been, for the last 3 to 4 months, every single day, Drudge is hammering Trump with negative news. And I don't know if they had a falling out or what went on behind
the scenes. I don't know. I haven't talked to Drudge in a long time. I know that he still links a lot of our important articles. I made a mistake a few weeks ago. I always thought that Twitter account that had like 1.8 million things was Drudge. He just puts his tweets out. I'm like, oh, look, it says he's foreign owned now. That wasn't him. That's not owned by him. There's a lot of disinfo out there.
I've actually got a theory on the Drudge thing. We can get to it.
No.
Segment if you want.
Yeah.
I think it's a warning sign. Not from him. I don't think he is a warning sign. I think he's putting warnings out there like, hey, here are all the attacks coming against Trump. I think, the news is bad. Because that's what the news is right now. But I think he's trying to alert people.
Well, I know this. The bubble, and he actually tweeted that on his real account, that he's sick of this, stick with the plan, there's a secret good group, everything's been handled, it's all predestined. We know that's not the case.
No.
And that pisses you. And that's been my theory, is that he wants to show the threats to the president and not just be a cult echo chamber saying everything's fine.
Yeah.
And I've been saying the same thing, that, Trump could be taken out. Now, though, he's getting so out in front of them, but they can still kill him, poison him, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? But, I mean, politically speaking, the Democrats they've completely ruined any chance they had.
They're 25 points ahead in the last quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my frustration with Drudge is this, because I think Fox News is starting to lean more and more left. You would know better.
Oh, you see it.
Yeah, you would know better than I would.
I can tell you what's happening at Fox.
Uh-huh.
When we come back.
But it used to be him and you who were the only people who were actually talking about conservative views in an honest way. Now Drudge seems like he's flipped. And that's what concerns me.
Let's talk about that when we come back. Where do Republicans go for news? Let's talk about it. DrinkingBros.com, very popular podcast. Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, I'm Alex Jones. Please share the video platform, band.video. Without you, there's no hope. It's too late to order Christmas presents in most areas of the United States for your friends and your family. But it's not too late to do it for yourself and to keep the InfoWar on the air and stronger than ever. Everybody who watches the show can see that I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm more focused. I'm the best I've ever been. And you know why that is? I said 4 months ago, I'm going to religiously take all the products because I've never taken all of them. And then I always forget to take them, and I see my stamina, my energy, everything plunge. When I do take the products, the X2, the X3, the bodies, and all the other great products like the bone broth, you name it, my life is so much better. The probiotics, the Myco ZX, it's incredible. These things have changed my life. They've changed so many others, but it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar, so you can't lose unless you don't take action. Step to the plate, give yourself the gift of health, InfoWarsLife.com. Take action.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, because there's magic in my eyes.
All right, we're going to go to your phone calls here in just a few minutes. We've got our guest here in studio with us from the Drinking Bros podcast. I'm Alex Jones. Please don't forget, if you don't shop with us for Christmas, you're crazy. I'm not going to even try to bash Amazon, but there's a big natural news story out. Also on Infowars.com. Breaking: Wall Street Journal investigation finds Amazon.com selling actual dumpster trash, food and supplements as new. Now, I'm going to explain what's happening here. I'm not even defending Amazon. They're one of our main competitors. That's because they have millions of vendors. So, yes, you should only buy from trusted vendors. That's not really Amazon at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen. So I really, again, would not be buying perishable items from that if it's not a vendor you trust. That's really how that works. InfoWars, it's all fresh. It's all new. We would never do something like that. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points. The 12 days of Christmas right now. Turbo Force, 60% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 60% off. You can get a bottle of Real Red Pill Plus with a free bottle of BioTrue Selenium, X2, X3, all giant sales. That's how we fund our operation. Please do your shopping with us, and thank you. But getting back to some of the other things you guys wanted to get into briefly, the secret meeting that's now come out from October with Peter Thiel, Zuckerberg, and Trump, that's one of the top trending stories right now because we're learning more about it.
Yeah, I mean, with Peter Thiel, he wants to keep political ads on Facebook and essentially give politicians the rights to run political ads, as many as they want on Facebook for the upcoming election. Democrats don't want that because they're worried about fake news getting out there. The problem with that is
they're the kings of fake news. Yes. Who says fake news? And it's Hillary a few months ago that demanded it, and Twitter did it. YouTube's done it to a great extent. But the Democrats run all these ads under other names. They call it news. So really, they're just banning Republicans having ads.
Correct. And I think, look, when you have Zuckerberg involved, he will bow to the almighty dollar. Because both parties are paying a ton to be on Facebook and to promote the election, obviously. So I don't think he's going to bend on this. I think he'll allow it. And I think you'll see even more political ads this time around than you did in 2016.
Well, why should Zuckerberg bow to Hillary Clinton? I mean, I know I've been the sacrificial lamb. Every time they want him to ban everything, he goes, "I'm banning Alex Jones again."
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, ban him more.
Re-ban him.
Ban again.
I don't think he's been banned enough. Re-ban Alex Jones.
In fact, Zuckerberg, ban me again.
There's somebody here at Facebook, Austin. They're creating new Alex Jones accounts daily just so they can re-ban him, probably, right?
Yeah, they do all sorts. And again, that's their cover story.
Yeah, of course.
David said, don't say his name in a nice mention. Only negative.
Oh, man. But see, look, Dan, you know more about this being VP of marketing at Black Rifle.
Yeah.
Facebook ads are essential.
Yeah, but here, you know what? Here's a fun factoid, by the way, about this whole thing. Do you know how much money Russian operatives spent on Facebook ads in the 2016 election?
Hardly any. $300,000.
It was $100,000 total that they can confirm. $300,000 maybe. Yeah. $100,000 total that they can confirm.
It's not even a drop in the bucket.
No. Yeah. There are companies that spend that a day on Facebook.
My stance on this is, look, if you're dumb enough to believe any Facebook ad that is going to influence your vote, you deserve it.
Well, it turned out 80% of the confirmed ones were bought by Democrats, and Michael Moore went to a fake Trump protest that was by a Russian-funded bot. That just means somebody bought a Russian company to run the ad, and it got libtards out at Trump Tower.
Yeah.
And that was from a Russian bot.
Well, here's the problem. I feel like people on the right are pretty convinced that Russia wants to screw around with our government and China wants to screw around with our government. Democrats are convinced that China and Russia want to screw around with and get Republicans elected. Why would they want that? Why?
Trump has been kicking the snot out of the Russians.
Yeah, like absolutely Russia and China want to mess around with our government. Absolutely. But they don't benefit from having Republicans or Democrats, and they benefit from chaos, and you're allowing it to happen.
And who's doing it? The Democrats are the people that say America shouldn't exist.
Because they're naive.
Yeah.
They're just naive and ignorant.
Well, I mean, I will tell you that at the top, people are smart.
I mean the voters.
No. You're right. The Democrat leadership themselves are literally mentally impaired.
Yeah. Well,
Nadler,
Joe Biden sure is. I've never seen that thing where he bit his wife's finger. That is, man, that I've never seen anything like that in politics.
Yeah, guys, can we show the video of Biden bites wife's finger?
Yeah.
He's got dementia on TV.
Oh, yeah. It's like Nixon sweating or Rubio getting shaky drinking water a couple years ago. It's like one of those moments of political theater, just like, holy crap, I can't believe I just watched that.
And the thing is, he's got to go through it for another year.
Yeah.
How are they going to prop him up and put them out there for another year?
I don't know. Kickstand, I guess.
Yeah. I want to go to some phone calls with you guys, and we'll do a little bit in the next hour. Then Paul Joseph Watson is ready to go. He was going to be here in studio right now, but he had some family emergencies, so we're praying for his family. I'll just leave it at that. But Paul's a trooper being here with us. Let's go ahead and take some calls. Who's been holding the longest here? I really appreciate the callers being troopers. Let's go to Thomas in Wisconsin. Thank you, sir. You're on the air with the Drinking Bros podcast host.
Hey, Alex Jones, man. It's good to talk to you. It's an honor.
It's an honor to talk to you. So what do you think they're going to do with the next move in the deep state, because everything they do turns to crap?
Well, I think their thing is they're going to try to play possum. What they're going to do is try to go under, you know, like underground, and try to pander to conservatives. I saw an article from CNN the other day. It was published by a conservative saying Trump went in there to, you know, attack the elites, and no wonder they're trying to impeach him. I think they're trying to test themselves in conservative waters, because that's what the deep state does.
They've all been wearing American flags, American pin lapels, all that stuff, and they are starting to, like, attack that Trump's not conservative. I think they are beta testing that.
Yeah,
and I think that's what they do. I mean, they're deceitful. That's what they do.
Well, I mean, that's what you do, though, in an information operation campaign. You give information to your people, and you give disinformation to the other side. That's what you do. So, yeah, it makes sense.
They're getting more bold. The New York Times said that I fire guns at my employees' feet, that I killed an employee's fish. No one's ever had a fish here. I never shot guns at people's feet.
Killed an employee's fish, huh?
Yeah, just like, I'm murdering your fish.
So you ate somebody's fish sandwich. And then
it's like Wolf of Wall Street stuff.
Yeah. It morphs into something crazy, right?
Jordan Belfort, or whatever his name was, says he did actually eat the fish. That's not me. I don't hurt employees' fish.
No, but if you have...
I do yell at the employees sometimes.
Can you imagine bringing a fish to work as your pet?
The crew.
It's my emotional support fish.
Yeah.
I have a goldfish in a little bag, and I...
I've got an emu as my emotional support, or penguin.
God, did you see the woman that brought the mini horse on the flight?
No.
The best.
Oh, I got to see that. Woman brings mini horse on flight.
I swear to God, it's standing sideways in the aisle in front of other people's legs.
Did you see the woman at the gas station with bags getting gasoline?
Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, welcome to America, bro.
Whoa, dude. What? You know that woman votes Democrat. I mean, all right, I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Thomas, anything else?
I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about with them lying. I do a lot of events out in Wisconsin. I've been called the Alex Jones of Wisconsin as a derogatory remark, but I take it as a compliment. And
I am a train wreck sometimes, but so are real people. So, the point is I love America. So, yes, that is a good badge of honor, I think.
Yeah, I appreciated it. I mean, and I'm still going to keep running these, you know, events and stuff, because if we don't get out on the street, if we don't try to go after if we don't try to run for DA, or if we don't try to run for sheriff, or if we don't try to run for representative, they're going to run it. That's why Bloomberg is going after DAs and sheriffs, because he wants to grab them before we can. So we need to do that, because that's the only way we can secure enough executive power to prosecute them, without having to go outside the law. So I'm running for candidate in Wisconsin, you know, the bluest district in the state. So, you know, that's what we have to do. If we don't do that, we're screwed.
Yeah. Absolutely. God bless you, Thomas. We're going to go to break and take more calls.
I'm happy to hear that.
What are they going to do 321 days from now if Trump wins? Because they're going to try election fraud. He could still lose that way. I think that's the big enchilada. They're going to try election fraud.
They better start thinking about it, because he's going to win in a landslide.
Yeah,
for all the reasons we've discussed today.
I've got it 53-47 in the next election. I really do. I think it's going to be even worse, just because Americans are fed up with what's going on. The Russia thing was a hoax. The impeachment thing is a hoax. The media itself has gone so far downhill that you've no one to trust anymore. And I think he's been able to play off that and actually gain more voters than he did last time. I think he wins the popular election and the electoral college.
It's basically Rocky IV, how all the Russians started cheering for Sylvester Stallone at the end. That's how it's going to be. They're so tired of it.
No, I agree. All these blue-collar people, everybody, just like with Boris Johnson in the UK, they're making their main base say, we're done. It's so obvious. We've reached the apex, as the caller said earlier, of the division working. Now it's going in the other direction, and they can't help themselves. They're still just committed. And Napoleon said, do not interrupt your enemy when they're destroying themselves.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down the Florida for my medical conferences, but since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we present to you the 2019 Idiocracy Awards, brought to you by Brondo, Monsanto, Merck, and the flu vaccine.
And when I start the fourth hour and Paul Watson comes in, I'm going to play part of the actual Idiocracy awards here on air. It was interesting. Last Friday, I cut that intro to then just go on the Idiocracy Awards video we cut. And I love it. It's like for 3 days, I sit in these meetings and I go, I want the clip with that on this. And they go, no, we're going to have this clip and that clip. You don't get it. But it's okay, because once people get it, then they'll get the whole thing. It's like an example of the New World Order. Like people couldn't get multinational corporations getting together, being above the law, tax exempt, coming in and setting up a planetary regime. And they just couldn't get it, even though we had all the books, all the documents, all the admissions, all the whole planet. But finally, they're getting it. Finally, it's like, bam, everybody understands it. And that's the cool thing about an Idiocracy Award. Of course, you can't air it because metaphysically it's blasting out idiocracy memes. But I'm going to even take over Paul's whole next hour if I have to play it. I mean, it's going to air whether I die a day or not. Oh, my God. I love it. I'm on another planet right now. Yeah, let me tell you.
We should have an award show.
Yeah.
We should do an award show, play those videos, and we'll have announcers come out and
I'm such a bad communicator that I did it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And that's why I'm like, blah, 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 blah. I mean, I'm like, I want the intro to the awards with this clip.
I want to see those people go against each other in real life. Just with Michael Buffer announcing, let's get ready to rumble.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first annual Idiocracy Awards. In fact, let me show people a runner-up. I've never seen this. I didn't know a lady tried to bring a Shetland pony as a animal that's helping her. I'm told that we have that. Can we roll that? Go ahead. There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Look at her.
Wow. This is the political correctness.
Yeah, this is a real video. This actually happened, and then somebody had to sit next to her. I wish there was video of the guy sitting down in that seat pushing the pony aside.
Unbelievable. All right, let's take some more phone calls here. James in Indiana, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Oh, man, you touched on so many things I want to talk about. I'm a third-generation veteran. I can sit here and tell you about the VA system. I can tell you about Social Security. Congress is almost impossible to run for the average person because it takes so much and the rules are so complicated.
Well, go ahead, speak about it.
Well, like the state of Indiana in the first district, we haven't had a Republican in over 30 years. This guy's finally retiring. But with the VA system, Trump's made a lot of really good improvements, but VA accountability is delusional. I mean, I know a nurse that falsified records and given a promotion to Mishawaka when VA records are so unreliable, it's insane. And with the Social Security Administration, it's the biggest scandal in America right now. Nobody's talking about. You pay into a system 15, 20 years, and then when you need it, they're not there. So people in this country are actually losing their homes and blowing their heads off.
Well, that's what's happening is there's a giant Ponzi scheme. That's what the globalist system is. And then Trump's just trying to organize it and try to fix it as best he can. It's really an impossible task because we let the corruption get to this point. And I just hope that Trump can crash land this without too much of a problem.
Yeah, go Sully. Full Sully.
Yeah, you got to go full Sully every day. You know,
make sure you land it softly in the water.
That's my favorite drink, by the way, is Sully. It's Grey Goose in water. So that's what we call that in the biz, the Sully.
Really? Do the rocks count? Because that was a frozen.
Nah, you can't get with rocks. You just got to go straight vodka water on that one, my man.
Really?
Yeah, just the Sully. Got to land it easy, you know, at the end of a long day.
I think I've had a few Sullys.
I think you have, too. We're trying to get you back on the Sully train, but you look too good. You look too good.
Yeah, well, I'm a little better.
What kind of friends are we? We're trying to get you.
I have real temper problems now that I don't drink, though.
What about weed?
I'm like a dry drunk now, so.
Yeah. You do weed at all?
No. I mean, my ex-wife had it like in a custody battle. Look, he smoked pot on Joe Rogan. I literally go, I only smoke it every once in a while, like on Joe Rogan's show. And everybody's, oh, we know you're smoking dope. The judge is like, you're drug. She drug tested me 3 times. Of course, there was no drugs. But no, I mean, marijuana makes me paranoid.
What about CBD?
You know, I've got CBD balm I put like on my Mac and stuff. Yeah, it works well.
One of our sponsors is KillCliffCBD.com. And we use them all the time. It's in a can, liquid form, 25.
Former Navy SEALs.
It's great guys, yeah. Yeah. Another veteran-owned company.
But look, everybody talks about CBD like it's some new thing. The Israelis have been studying this since the 1950s. This is not new, by the way, so go look into that maybe.
Cannabinoids really are amazing. It's an amazing plant.
It is.
But souped up and weaponized, it turns a lot of people into basement-dwelling zombies.
Neckbeards.
Neckbeards is what we call them in the biz. Yeah.
You know why it happens is because they're leaning back playing World of Warcraft like this, and just gravity takes the hair down here. That's what happens.
It's relaxed.
And they eat a lot of Hot Pockets, too, from what I understand.
Hot Pockets.
That's, we're not getting paid by Hot Pocket to say that.
At all, but I wish we were, because those are delightful. Those are delightful, and I would love to have one right now. There's a nice neckbeard for you.
Is.
Now,
he feels powerful because he's like ruling some distant planet.
I bet you $5,000 that guy owns a ninja sword of some sort.
He's a Gorkon commander.
Oh my God.
What if he had a Melania girlfriend? We just didn't know it.
Dude, Melania,
smoke show.
Melania, when she, you know, she's with Trump, she's got a little bubble in her head of that guy.
Yeah.
Let's put Melania's dreamboat back on screen, folks. Oh my God. I'll take some more calls. Thank you. Thank you so much, James. Okay, up next here is GK. GK in Minnesota. Go ahead, sir.
I'm a woman.
Or ma'am, excuse me.
Yeah.
Or I can't even guess your gender.
Let's say
you're a Zorklon as well.
Zorklon.
I just wanted to talk about language and how powerful it is and how I think the globalists are using language and the law to take over society. So I'm a PhD, and I studied, like, statecraft and language, and my advisor even, like, you know, worked with, like, Brookings Institute and, like, all these other places. Because I really like Benedict Anderson, you know, Pierre Bourdieu, Michel Foucault, all these people talking about what the fabric of society is. And so, like, you know, people can enforce what they want you to do from above. That's the law, right? And so they're doing lawsuits against everybody.
Yeah, you're talking about the Panopticon.
Right. Exactly. And so, like, but even from, there are countries that exist without governments, right? Like, they're not, like, great societies to live in, but, you know, they're self-contained. They continue and persist. And that's because there's language and there is social norms that exist. And people, like your neighbors or your family, they enforce those rules on you. And so, like, society is trying to get us to say things like, you know, fake news or collusion. Collusion wasn't even a thing or a word that anybody cared about 5 years ago, right? But they're now kind of trying to co-opt us and get everybody talking about that.
And then so people see what they claim Trump is doing being done by the Democrats in front of them. Just like Professor Turley said, what you're saying Trump did, you've done.
Yeah. I mean, it's self-projection through accusation, right? That's a Freudian theory from 100 years ago.
Well, I've sure learned that, especially with leftists and people, they are really into projection, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, whatever they say you're doing, they're doing it.
Absolutely, yeah. Like, if you're in a relationship and your partner keeps accusing you of cheating, they're cheating.
Yeah. They're the absolutely. Ones that are cheating.
They're absolutely cheating. Just so you know.
Can I see your cell phone at 4 a.m.?
Yeah.
No. That's the next question. Yeah. No, you can't. Why not? Well, something's going on my cell phone at 4 a.m. Sorry. I got a nice neck beard who's sending me photos from, you know, Minneapolis.
Well,
apologize, GK. By the way, if homeboy is from Minneapolis and you have to deal with
triple.
The Lord Schwab. That is the ruler of an entire dimension.
That guy right there is all in Melania's DMs right now.
That's the breaking news. And they'll be like, PolitiFact, Jones put out fake news claiming this man is their boyfriend. That's fake news. It's called a joke. Oh, have you seen how Snopes and PolitiFact are now fact-checking comics?
Yeah, can you imagine that?
No, seriously, folks, that is really Melania's...
No, that's not funny. That's actually Melania's hemorrhoid.
Yeah.
Let me put it back. There you go.
Oh, that's going to haunt my dreams forever.
That one's going to stick.
That is the Glorg slop.
Oof, my God.
He might be the leader.
That might be the intergalactic leader right there. Like, we don't see the beauty of a Glorg slop to another fellow Glorg slop.
That's what's going to happen if Trump doesn't win in 2020. It's going to be thousands of those guys.
It's all that in purple hair.
Yeah. That guy and all of his friends are protesting right now outside of Austin Steps.
We saw him down there, and this is a pretty liberal city. There's like 30 people out there. Like, congratulations, guys.
Stop pushing alcohol on.
You really did it. No, we're not going to stop.
I've been thinking about a big old bottle of whiskey.
Well, we've got some. You know, that's our drink.
Don't even
have a drink with you.
Don't even tease me.
Yeah, but right now, by the way, if you're watching any media coverage right now, know that there's only about 30 protesters out there.
Bring me the alcohol. Idiocracy, I'm joining it.
This is going to be on Rachel Maddow tonight, but.
Oh, yeah.
Alex Jones is on air. Meltdown over whiskey. I want the countdown of the Idiocracy on the Idiocracy video. No, people will not get it. It's the best crew ever, but If I really want it, I can't have it. Hour number four with Paul.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.